Skaters, episode 331 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. guess I mentioned it already last week, but I have to move from this place, and I've already found a better room at a better house. Haven't contacted them yet. I'm gonna wait till it's the next day, but because right now it's 4:02 in the morning. But found a better room at a better house for cheaper. And if I get this room, the house has a pool, or maybe it seems like it's probably a neighborhood pool, I bet. But still, that's cool. Like, I've never lived in a place like that. What else? I got groceries today, and with those groceries was oranges. I haven't had oranges in a while, and really fruit for that matter. Like, I don't eat very healthily, and that leads to, a deficiency in vitamin C. I was doing some research, and I was like, if I start eating oranges and foods that are rich in vitamin C, and then I start feeling a little better, like, it's not going to heal the Lyme disease, but it could provide collagen to my body where it hasn't been producing, and that could give, like, an overall feeling of wellness, even though I'll still be weak, even though I'll still be in pain from the Lyme disease. But I was listening to this podcast where they talk about diseases and different conditions, and I was like, scurvy, huh? I'll check it out. And honestly, the human body is fucking dumb as shit. Doesn't produce its own collagen. Needs vitamin C to be able to do that. And that's lame, because it's our bodies going, okay, eat more of this thing that I need. It's like, fuck off. But I'm diving in because what's the harm? I eat a bunch of oranges and then don't get better. Or not get better, but don't improve. So I've had 3 oranges today. This is my 3rd one. Played video games earlier. Fuckface McGee was there. Thought I wouldn't see through their thinly veiled disguise. A lot of places are lessening restrictions on social distancing right now, which is very scary, because The world's not ready. There's not a vaccine yet. There's no... Oh? Unfortunately. God damn it. Just got an email back from a job that I applied for. Unfortunately, we've decided to move in another direction. Well, can I go in that direction too? So the eating fruit thing and the orange peel thing, I think I talked about this on the pod before, but it's cool that you can use a fruit peel, usually citrus or something, with a lot of juice in it, to reinvigorate cannabis. And... I've just now got these orange peels, but I also found out that I can do the same thing with a little tiny strip of paper and just get the piece of paper wet and put it in the container I would have put the fruit peel in. Not a lot new. I mean, there was no Duplex Comedy Suplex Thursday night, but there is going to be Duplex Comedy Suplex Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night. So if you hear this and you want an invite to the show on Zoom, which is invite only, reach out. Saturday night, May 9th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, rent is expensive everywhere. I'm sick and fucking tired of hearing the comparison of, well, that's California though. It's like, no. You can find deals on rent any fucking place you go. Just depends on the city, depends on the person renting it out. Oh, I've been watching The Mist. Stephen King's The Mist. I already saw the movie years back, and that movie came out in 2007. I don't remember exactly when I saw it, probably a few years after, but Missed the TV show came out in 2017, 10 years later, but I think it's the same town. But it's just taking place in different spots that you weren't necessarily focused on in the movie. And if you've seen the movie, you know why. But the show's pretty cool. Like, there's been multiple times where it seems like it's gonna go one place and then it goes another place, and I'm like, oh fuck. Oh fuck. They did that. And then there's just ramifications, and it's paying off. I am, how many episodes in? 9 episodes in, I believe. Of, I think, this one soul season had 13 episodes. And they could bring it back, but they probably won't. But it's good. It's a good show. It's intense. And again, the surprises, it's good stuff. Let's see, the world's still ending. Inviting people to the comedy show. Cool. I just saw I got another tweet like from a friend of mine, a buddy of mine. We haven't met in person. We did smoke across the world through Zoom, though. That was pretty awesome. On 420. My unemployment is processing. Can take up to 3 weeks. I can't even remember if I talked about that last week. The days are running together. The weeks are running together. And, like, it sucks that I'm getting the boot from this place. And at the same time, I'm going to be happy to leave. Simply because I don't know, like I've said before, the house is made of balsa wood, the walls are paper thin, the floor is paper thin, and every time the garage door opens, I have a conniption. I'm like, this shall not stand. You shall not pass. Been smoking. I can't remember the last. It was while I was living here, but last time I got so high where it just like hits the top of your skull, and then you're like, oh, yeah. So another effect of eating oranges is I'll be more hydrated. And when I'm more hydrated, eating becomes a little easier. And I think the cannabis spreads out quicker that way if you're hydrated. Which would make complete sense. I mean, if you've got water running through your system, through your blood and everything, and then you introduce THC into it, water is just going to keep flowing and it's just going to send it all through the system. But if you're dehydrated, like I often am, then it probably takes a little while longer for it to go through. I don't know that for a fact. I'm hypothesizing, but we'll see what happens in the next few days. Like, I would love to just get fucking baked. Tonight, tomorrow, the next day. I need to make sure my unemployment goes through, because that's going to be fucking, I'm at another crux moment of my life where I'm like, well, I saved up this much, had rent until this month, and if I don't get unemployment, I will get my taxes back, so that'll buy me a month. So say I move into this place in June, by the grace of a very good friend of mine, I'm gonna be able to make June work, plus the fucking $200 deposit. And then taxes will get me July, and then hopefully I'll get my fucking stimulus check, which would get me August, and September. I just have to live very meagerly like I have done in the past, and I mean, I'm doing that now, but I don't have an income. I might get tips at the show on Saturday, and that would be a huge help. Got two comics performing on Saturday, Ronnie Pascal and Paul Danke. I haven't seen Paul do stand up in a while, and that dude is so fucking funny. Like, he commands the room. As soon as he's on mic, or as soon as he's up, he commands the room, and like, shit goes wild and crazy and funny. And I think I've seen Ronnie do stand up. I've certainly seen him do improv. Silly Karaoke Showdown. That's been very fun. I got to do my Malcolm McDowell impression when I was on the show. Couple nights ago, I thought of a song. Like, the lyrics were coming to me, but the melody came to me first, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna record this. And then I recorded, and then I wrote down the lyrics. I haven't recorded the vocal track yet, but that song can be fun. It's called Nothing Compares. Not Nothing Compares to You, just Nothing Compares. So we'll see what happens there. I'm still looking for work every day. Like I said earlier, when I was like, oh, unfortunately, we decided to go in a new direction. That was a job that I applied for. I've applied for a bunch of jobs in the last little bit. And I'll keep applying. And in the meantime, hopefully I get that fucking unemployment. Because if I don't, then I'll be living at that place till August or September, and then I'll just have to be like, well, this was fun. Thanks for letting me live here for this long. My dad is coming over today. It's officially today. And we're gonna watch more Star Trek Enterprise and do another episode of Star Trek Enterpods, which, if you haven't heard that podcast, check it out. It's on every platform, unlike Yamatat. But Star Trek Enterpods, the watch along Star Trek podcast for Star Trek Enterprise. And I've never seen Star Trek Enterprise. My dad has seen it once through. And I think I've explained this already, but it's free and it's on Anchor, it's on Pocket Cast, it's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, it's on Google Podcasts, something called Breaker, I guess. It's all over. It's been fun because I've been a fan of Trek for most of my days, but I always leaned a little more into Star Wars. And I think, I mean, let's be honest, the lightsabers and the Force, fucking cool as shit. So awesome. And like, the Empire, not cool. They're uncreative as fuck. Like, anytime someone complains about, like, oh, Starkiller Base is just a redo of the Death Star and the Death Star 2, it's like, no shit, the Empire is wildly uncreative. It's like they're the bad guys. Bad guys are often uncreative, stupid, uncompassionate, incompassionate. Uncompassionate. They lack compassion. But they also have dumb ideas. And that's often why their ideas are foiled. And that's good. Because then the good guys win. It's like, what the fuck are you complaining about? I need to see. I need to watch 7, 8, and 9 again. Because I've seen 7 four times, seen 8 one time, and I've seen 9 one time. And 8 and 9 like really stuck in my head, and 7, the reason why I saw it four times was like, fuck, it had been so fucking long since the Star Wars, and then it came along and it was cool, and I'm like, Rey, and I'm like, oh, Millennium Falcon. Oh, that, ooh, them, ooh, you know? But Trek Enterprise, chronologically, is the first Star Trek. And after Enterprise, it'd be Discovery. And then the original series, then the Next Generation, then Deep Space Nine, and then Voyager, and then Picard. Got a lot of Trek ahead. Also, all the movies. So, I know I'm going off about another podcast on this podcast, but it's fun. I mean, watch along with us. Watch the pilot on your own because we watched that before we started the podcast. But then episode two of Star Trek Enterprise is episode one of Star Trek Enterpods. Anyway, it's got like eight listens or something. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Eight listens. One of the other things I got with my groceries earlier was broccoli, and potatoes. And I haven't, like, I've made baked potatoes before, and that's fine, and it's whatever. Like, baked potatoes are whatever, but if you slice them, if you dice them, if you fucking shred them, like, I could get some hash browns going. Ooh. I don't have. I want butter. There's already, like, plenty of liquid in potatoes. I could shred some potatoes, put some broccoli and some shredded cheddar in a bowl, and then just put it in the oven and fucking bake that shit. Ooh, that sounds so good. I think that's what I'm gonna make later. If. So I still got hot dogs, but I do want to stretch those out just because they're good. And. Ooh, I could get some onions up in there too, in the hash brown broccoli cheddar combo. Get some onions in there. Got some exciting simple meals ahead. Let's see, use hemp wick when you light something, because you'll use less butane that way. Check out the mist if you want. Don't check it out if you don't want. But I strongly suggest you watch the movie before watching the TV show. I wonder if they did it chronologically different, if they were like, well, it's happening at the same time, but technically one happens before the other. I like to think that it happens all at the same time, and that they made the movie, and then after the movie they were like, ooh, we could do this with the whole town though. And they have, and it's cool and creepy and interesting. It's got some funny parts, break the tension. It's also got a lot of tension. Sometimes with my shitty body and everything getting all stuck and like fucked up, and I have to cough it all into place, when shit gets a little released from being stuck. Then I can sing better and longer, which you wouldn't think that Lyme disease would affect singing. Well, it affects every fucking muscle in my body. Another interesting thing I saw about the house that I might check out is they were like, there's two roommates already, so you'd be a third. One of them likes to play piano, and I'm like, oh shit, I love to play piano. What if there's a piano like just in the main living space? Ooh, just set up shop. Not the whole time. If the other roommate loves playing piano, I'm not gonna dominate the piano space. Especially if I start living there and then I am able to make a trip to the bay, pick up my stuff, and just unburden my uncle. By the way, if you're out there, again, thank you for. Thanks for holding on to my stuff. It's been a really weird few years. And, I mean, it's been a really weird few months for everyone right now. So shout out if you're listening. Thank you again for agreeing to hold on to my stuff for me. Think that might be it for tonight or for today or whatever time it is, wherever you are. Time zones are a sham. It should be the exact same time everywhere at all times. That way you could just plan everything so much easier. I wonder if it would go to a 24-hour format. No, because I keep thinking like, yeah, divide the time zones into 24, and there'd be 24, and then, but no. It would be the exact same time everywhere. It'd be a load off of everyone's mind where it's like, oh, is it Eastern time or Pacific or what? Or Greenwich Mean Time. Only know that from Arrested Development. I Yeah, be well, everyone out there. If you're my troll and you're listening to this, I still think you should jump into a vat of acid. I figured out a path to me forgiving your bullshitted pitiful ways though. Like if you started tipping me actual money to my Twitch account, $10 at a time, in $10 increments, really. Like it could be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. But donating without watching my stream, maybe after like 10 donations, I could be like, okay, this person actually feels bad about what they did instead of just saying, but I said I was sorry, because that's not how forgiveness works. Like, you can say you're sorry all you want to whoever you've wronged, but until they're ready to forgive you, like, that's your fucking problem, asshole. As Josh would say, the wise words of Josh, that's your fucking problem, asshole. But yeah, if fuckface is out there, if you actually donated money to my stream, not watching, I don't want you to watch my stream. Don't care if you ever watch my stream again. But yeah, 10, 20, actually 100 donations. I think that would suffice. 'Cause if it's $10 increments and then it adds up to $1,000, At $1,000, I'd finally be like, all right, what? What did you ultimately want out of this interaction? Did you want me to pretend that none of it ever happened? Did you want me to absolve you of your guilt? Did you want me to find a vat of acid so that you could jump into it? Not after $1,000. That might actually help a lot and prove guilt and yeah. But be good to each other. Make as many meals as you can on your own. Save money. This is a weird and difficult time for everybody, in the entire world. And it's very rare that everyone at the same time can say, we're going through this together. Like, we are all working through this, and it's scary that a lot of places are releasing their social distancing stuff but you know, just be safe, wash your hands, wear a mask. Right, it's kind of fizzled out, but it's okay, because I'm gonna smoke some weed and then I'm gonna jump back into the mist. So this has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp and Misty Eyes. I think I'm calling this episode Misty Eyes. Okay. Later.